You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's going on, Hoopballers? Welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. I'm not going to even delay it that much, guys. I mean, we had a good day yesterday, hitting our three-unit underdog play of the day with the Phoenix Suns, and then missing on our one-unit minus 4.5 for the Miami Heat. So we had a good day. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy. You know, just a nice... just a nice win, nice bag filler day, and I'm 100% okay with that. You can never go wrong when you're filling up your bag. But there's a lot of games on the docket today here on March 3rd. Let's just jump right on in. The Indiana Pacers head into Cleveland as 5-point favorites over these Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'll be honest, guys, I like the Cavs here. I think they're playing a lot better. I think Jared Allen and Sexton and Darius Garland have really found a mesh even after their early arguments on the court. I think that just shows competitive fire. And, I think that this is a really good game for the Cavs to show what they have in these young guys. And I think there's a lot of potential with them. So I like the Cavs plus 5. But I would not necessarily go over 1.5 units. I think this is more of a wait-and-feel game. The Pacers are struggling. They're limping into the All-Star break, and they really need to start building up some wins, right? I mean, Sabonis is good. Brogdon is good, and I said it on the last show that I was on Monday. I just feel like teams have figured out how to beat the Pacers, and that is slow down or stop Sabonis, double Sabonis, trap out Malcolm Brogdon, and, you know, That'll be the key to victory, is letting these other guys beat you. Now, I will say this too. Another reason why that I do like the Cavs is Sabonis is questionable for this game with an ankle injury. So game time decision. I'm sure they want to take it easy on him. He is going to be in the All-Star festivities, being in the All-Star game, and I believe he's also in the Skills Challenge. So there's a good chance that they may take it kind of slow with Sabonis. However, at the same time, the team is riding in on this game on a 4-game losing streak. It could be where they need him to get this win. They have a little bit of time after today before their next game, so maybe they just give him that extra rest. Oh no, they play in back-to-back sets. I mean, it's the first time I have a back-to-back. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if Sabonis is going to play, but Mitch makes me like the Cavs even more. So, again, I wouldn't go past 1.5 units on that game, but I think the Cavs make sense here at plus five. Over-under sitting at 217. I would avoid that. I'm slightly leaning toward the under there. I can see this being like a slow, a lot of twos, not too many threes type of game, which would keep it to like 100-98. I can see that score like 105-98. Gets it closer, but still I don't see much happening there. So we like the Cavs there plus five for a maximum of 1.5 units. Next game, and I think this is the game of the night, man, in terms of just playoff atmosphere feels. The number one seed of the West going up against the number one seed of the East. I can't believe this game only starts at 4 o'clock. I wish this was the primetime game. You know, East Coast, though, feel. Utah Jazz coming into Philadelphia as 3.5-point favorites here against the Sixers. Line sits at minus 160 to a plus 140 for the Sixers, and the over-under sits at 230. Now, look, guys, this is the number two and number three best defenses in the game. So I don't expect it to be high scoring. So I'm already clicking under, which the money's in your favor there. But I'm hitting the under. I think this is going to be a low, grinded out game. And for reals, man, I think this Sixers team is being undervalued here. The at home, plus 140, Simmons, Embiid, and Tobias Harris are all playing. They play like an early 2000s team, man. Like, they are fun to watch. Back to the basket, Embiid is gross. Front to the basket, just front-facing Embiid is gross. Embiid is on an MVP season. He's been phenomenal. I think you're going to see a lot of Ben Simmons on Donovan Mitchell, which I think slows that down because this could be a test for a guy in Simmons who came out and said, I'm the best defender in the league. Well, now you get to prove it against Donovan Mitchell, who's been a stud this year. I just like this matchup all the way around. I think the X factor and what leads me to believing that the Sixers are able to win this game is Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris has turned into basically a Chris Middleton for this team. He knocks down threes. He's rebounding. He's defending. He's doing it all except for passing. Obviously, he's not the best passer, but he's not bad. You know, he has a very high basketball IQ. It's not going to be easy, though. The Jazz's defense, again, ranked number two in the league. They suffocate you with their defensive presence. Their rotations are on point. But with that said, guys, I believe in this Sixers team. I like the Sixers here. Money line, spread, whichever one you want. I'll be honest, this is probably going to be my UD pick of the day. I was on Tally site today, and I believe 80% of people are leaning toward the Sixers, which is very interesting. I mean, the money is trending that way, so I'm sure the line will start shifting as we get closer to tip-off, but I see value for the home team. I'm taking the home team here, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. Taking the Sixers. Let's go ahead and jump into these props, actually, for this game, because I'm intrigued. And these props are going to be presented to you by MyBookie.ag. Everyone go to MyBookie.ag. Whether you want to bet on NBA, MMA, NFL, hockey, you name the sport, they got it there. Maybe you want to do casino games, they got that too. Maybe you like betting on pop culture. Maybe you know who's going to win a Golden Globe, Grammy, Oscar. Whatever it may be, MyBookie.ag has you covered. Go to MyBookie.ag. Sign up using promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL. And they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Now, we're heading into this Sixers-Jazz prop bets, guys. Let's go ahead and start off with the points. Ben Simmons is sitting at an over-under of 16.5. Joel Embiid is at 30.5 points. I just feel like that's a lot, so you have to go with the under there. Obviously, I think Vegas knows that, seeing that if you choose the under, that's minus 125. That's just so many points going up against a guy like Rudy Gobert, but it wouldn't put it past me to see Joel Embiid score 40. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I don't see a Tobias Harris line, which is what I was really wanting to see. Unfortunately, I don't see that here, but I wanted to see whatever Tobias Harris could be. Bogdanovich sitting at 16.5 points. Donovan Mitchell's at 26.5. Not really touching any of those guys. Jordan Clarkson sitting at 19.5 as an over-under. And if you think Jordan Clarkson's going to have one of his Jordan Clarkson games, you want to hit that over. Plus 110 for the over on that one. I'm not saying I'm doing that, but I'm just saying that that's appealing. That's appealing because Jordan Clarkson can go off in any given second, and he's going to be guarded by Seth Curry. I mean, he could be the guy that leads the Jazz in scoring today. It really wouldn't surprise me if we saw that. Let's go ahead and go down here to the player performance double-doubles. You guys know how much I love these. And since I believe that the Sixers are going to win, right off the bat, guys, Joel Embiid scoring 25 points and the Sixers win. The over-under sitting at 30 points already, so I find saying 25 is pretty good. So I'm going to say 25 or more points and the Sixers win. That's sitting at a plus 134. That's a player performance double-double I really like. Another one I really like is Ben Simmons, 5-plus assists, and the Sixers win. That's another plus 134. I like that a lot. So those are just two prop bets that if you believe in the Sixers are really plausible and good to put a little bit of cash out there on it. If you believe in the Jazz, I mean, there's some good stuff there as well. I mean, Donovan Mitchell with 5 or more assists and a Utah win is plus 106. I mean, there's a lot of positive money on big names. If you think that they're, no matter what, they're going to hit that number, it just comes down to a win. There's prop double-doubles in here that are just beautiful. No matter what side you're leaning on. I just believe that as a home team, a team that's fighting adamantly and publicly coming out saying that we want to be the number one seed in the East. This is a prove it moment against another number one team out West. I like the Sixers here. I think the Sixers show out. Pistons. I think the safer bet is obviously too, by the way, with the Sixers is the points. But, you know, I like to find the value and plus 140 is good value. Next game is Pistons-Raptors. Pistons head into Toronto, Tampa, as 6-point underdogs. Line sits at plus 215. Over-under is at 211. Now, we're not touching this game, guys. This game is gross. This game has nothing on it for me. There's no juice here. The line's moving as we speak. The Raptors are now a minus 240. I mean, this game is we're just avoiding it. We are avoiding it. Brooklyn, 10-point favorites as James Harden makes his return to Houston to face the Rockets. 10-point favorites, minus 500 for the Nets. You know, like, there's a part of me that's just going to say two tears in a bucket. If you know the saying, you can finish that and take the points with the Rockets. I mean, they really have no bone to pick with Harden, right? This is just like Harden returning. I think he's going to be owned in a majority of leagues, in fantasy leagues, DFS leagues today. So he's going to be a highly owned player. It's his first game back in Houston since the trade. I think John Wall has a chip on his shoulder in this one. But really, like, there's no Christian Wood. There's no real battle here. You take the Rockets just on a momentum hype type thing, but big man scoring is where the Nets struggle. And if it's just going to be an up and down game, small ball type of game, the Nets are obviously the better team. And James Harden is not going to let his team lose. So, again, this is another game where I think the line is set perfectly fine the way it is. I'm not taking minus 10 and saying roll with the Nets. And minus 500 is just too high for me. The over-under at 228. That's something I've looked at, and I'm taking the over here. I think it hits 230 easy. There's going to be a lot of threes. I mean, it's just going to be a bunch of teams throwing the ball at the rim. I think you're not going to see a lot of DeAndre Jordan. I think you're going to see a lot of Claxton for those who are playing DFS. I think Claxton's a good value play. I think he sees 17 to 20 minutes today and gets you a double-double with three blocks. Like, that's just a prediction I'm making off the top of my head for rookie Nick Claxton. But yeah, only bet I like in this Nets Rockets is over 228.5. Next game up, we have Hawks Magic. The Hawks are surprisingly coming in as favorites, 3-point favorites over Orlando here at home. Over under sitting at 219. Line set at minus 150 for the Hawks, plus 130 for the Magic. And you know what, guys? I know the Hawks are name recognition wise should be the better team. Right? I mean, they should be. They got Trae Young, Clint Capella, John Collins, you name it, they got the young guys that can keep up and do big things, but I don't believe in them. I know they just fired their head coach and got a win that first game since that happened, but I can't find myself believing in that team winning another one, especially watching them play. They've really struggled. And we talked about it, Ethan and I, on last night's box score breakdown, and you know, John Collins didn't even play in the fourth quarter of that late game. So I don't know if you want to read into the tea leaves there, but yeah, guys, I'm rolling with the home team, the home team dog again. I like the Magic here. Give me those points. Give me that spread. I think the Magic are being underestimated. They have an all-star in Vooch who has just been great all season long. Phenomenal.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
In his last game, I mean 29-15, game prior, 34-8, and in both of those games, he had 5 3-pointers. The guy can get buckets in multiple different ways. Evan Fournier is a game time decision heading into this one. He had a groin scare in their last game, but he was actually coming on. So I'm hoping that he's able to play in this game. He does hold that game time decision tag, but even if he doesn't play, I like Terrence Ross. I feel like I like Michael Carter Williams. I think he's played better too. I just feel like as a home team, a team that has an all star. And you're going up against a disappointing, just hasn't met expectation Hawks team that just let go of their head coach. I just don't believe in it. I don't believe in any of the Hawks right now. Not even Trey. I mean, they look good statistically, but they're a bad team. So I'm taking the home dog. I'm taking the Magic here, and hopefully some magic happens. Bulls Pelicans, and the lines shifted just slightly since when I first started this morning. Bulls are 5.5-point underdogs heading into New Orleans. Lines sit at +195 for the road Bulls, -235 for the Pels, and the over-under sits at 237. I like the Pelicans here, -5.5. I just feel like they've really turned it on as of late, both defensively and offensively. Zion's taken his game to another level. I think he is one of the most vicious inside presence in the NBA right now, up there with Giannis and Joel Embiid. I mean, when he gets down low, he's damn near unstoppable. That big body, that athleticism is crazy. Lonzo Ball defensively has been great. His offense has really started to turn it around. I feel like he gets undervalued by a lot of people. I think he's a really good basketball player, Lonzo Ball. Brandon Ingram doing Brandon Ingram things. I think he's showing why he was an all-star last year. He's been great. I just don't think the Bulls have enough weapons to keep up with what the Pelicans can do. We haven't even mentioned Eric Bledsoe, who has been, you know, slow as of late, hasn't really been consistent this season for the Pelicans. But I feel like we're on the brink of him having a big game. Like, I feel like a big game from him is coming. And with that said, I want to just go see what his over-under. Yeah, his over-under is at 12.5. I'm hitting that over on 12.5 points for Eric Bledsoe. I feel like there's an Eric Bledsoe game. We haven't talked about him enough. His name hasn't been in the atmosphere enough. I think Eric Bledsoe has one of those games here against Kobe White and Zach LaVine. I think you're going to see a lot of mid-range pops, get to the basket off that first step. This could be the Eric Bledsoe game. And let alone like whatever Ingram and Zion and Lonzo do. So I like -5.5 here for the Pelicans. Not too bad, not too shabby. Hornets Wolves. Hornets are 3-point favorites on the road against the Timberwolves, who do have Karl Anthony Towns back in this game. And look, guys, again, another home dog. And I know the Hornets beat them in their last out. The Hornets are playing great as of late. LaMelo Ball has solidified himself as the rookie of the year, I think. It's his to lose. I think it would have to be something drastic for him not to win rookie of the year. Second is Tyrese Halliburton. So he's the only one that could be competing for it, but I think it's well known that LaMelo Ball is the rookie of the year. He's been phenomenal. But the Wolves, they need to get a win at some point. Like, there is a win that is coming for the Wolves, and in my opinion, it is this one. And that's just my opinion. Like, I could be way off, but they are riding a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game losing streak. Right? Big seven game losing streak. A lot of these games are not even close. Almost all of them are by double digits, except for two. And their game against Charlotte, it was close until that fourth quarter, but they ultimately lost in the fourth, 114-120. I think it's going to be another high-scoring game. The over-under sitting at 233, I think that's just right, and I'm going to go slightly over. I don't see much defense stopping anybody here. I wonder if Hayward's playing. Is Hayward back? I know there was a potential question mark on him. So he's been upgraded to probable. So Hayward is playing. That's why the hook shifted from a 1-point favorite to a 3. Man, there's just something. I mean, I know that I shouldn't just be going off of the tide should turn mindset when it comes to this Wolves team, and I know that they need to lose. They're in full-on tank mode. I get it. They have no Malik Beasley either, which draws a little bit of concern. Man, I mean, the losses have to come to an end at some point. Could it be this one? Maybe. I still avoid it. I mean, no Malik Monk, no Russell. You have Rubio and Towns. And hopefully somebody else shows up. I think McLaughlin has a huge game. So DFS owners out there. I want to say take the Wolves as the home dogs, but that's all it is in this game. It's either home dogs or nothing. I can't promote this game as any other ways other than you're taking the home dogs or you're avoiding it. Thunder, Mavs. Mavs are at home as 4-point favorites over this Oklahoma City Thunder team. Over-under sits at 220. Again, this is a game where I think it's perfectly spread. I'm still taking the home team, though. I like the Mavs -4 here. I think that they have the ability to just go on massive scoring runs, and that makes them scary to a Thunder team that, you know, they beat you by just constantly being pests. They just never go away. You never know who's going to show up on any given night, but they do show up when they play well. But I believe in Luka. I believe in that Mavs team still as a team that just knows how to get the job done when it counts against these, you know, lower level teams. And the Thunder are a lower level team to the Mavericks. So I like -4. I think it's a good spread. And I'm taking the Mavs here. -4. I like it. This is a fun game here. This is another game that I have up there as a must-watch game of the night for the next one. Warriors-Blazers. Another home dog, man. Blazers are 1.5-point underdogs. Money line sits at an even 100, so you get even money here. Over-under at 233. You already know I'm taking the over there in these types of games. another home dog, and another one I'm saying it, I'm okay with you guys taking it, man. I think Enes Kanter makes his presence in this game. Robert Covington defensively has been phenomenal. Derek Jones Jr. defensively has been phenomenal. Both guys can try and slow down Draymond Green. They're long. Their ability to get in the passing lanes is huge. Their ability to block shots around the rim at their size is perfect against this Warriors team. So I think it's small ball against small ball. At 1.5, it's a coin flip. The value sides with the Blazers. I believe in Damian Lillard. I'm going with the Portland Trail Blazers as the home dogs here. Taking Blaze. Love the home dogs. And the final game of the night, you have Lakers versus the Kings. There's no LeBron James. He is missing his very first game of the season here against the struggling Kings team. Dennis Schroeder is expected to play. No Anthony Davis. I believe no Marc Gasol. So you're going to see a lot of Montrez. Kuz is questionable. He's a game-time decision. The Kings are 3.5-point favorites. They haven't been favorites in a game in a while, so this is interesting. I mean, I feel like this is too trappy for me of a game. Over-under sitting at 224. Again, there's nothing really here that intrigues me to take any risks. The Kings have just been such a huge question mark on every single night they play. They don't even have props set up for this game because I don't think they even know who's playing yet. Buddy Hield is questionable for the Kings. Tyrese Halliburton's out until the All-Star break. These are factors. I'm taking the road dog. I think I'm taking the Lakers here. +3.5. I feel comfortable +3.5. I think Montrez has a big game. I think Markieff can be a huge player here. Obviously Caruso. But it's Talen Horton Tucker, man. He's the play of the day for all you DFS guys out there. THT. So that's the pod, guys. Quick. Directly to the point, there was a lot of games we had to cover. And look, even though that went fast, we've already taken up 25 minutes. So let's go ahead and do a quick rundown review of how we are leaning here. We like the home dog, Cavs, +5 with Domantas Sabonis questionable. We're okay with taking +5 with the Cavs. I think home dog is going to be the name of this episode. You ain't nothing but a home dog. Sixers, Jazz, we like the Sixers here. This might be my UD play of the game. It really might. I like them Sixers. Tally site analysts like these Sixers, just to throw that out there. Pistons, Raptors, we are avoiding that game. One day Vegas gives the Pistons respect, the next day they don't. They're a huge question mark. I never understand the Pistons spreads. Nets, Rockets, again, a game we're avoiding in terms of spread and money line. It's just too rich, but we're okay with taking the over on 228.5. Hawks, Magic, another home dog. We like the Magic here against these Hawks. We're not a huge fan of the Hawks. We are okay taking another home dog here with the Orlando Magic. Pelicans, Bulls. Pelicans at -5.5. If you're okay buying that extra half, I feel a little bit better with you doing that. But now sitting at -5.5, the hook has came out. It baited me in. I'm still taking the Pelicans here at -5.5. Hornets, Wolves. Man, this is that one. I can't decide. I think I'm avoiding it. But if I'd be okay if you guys were saying, hey, the Wolves got to get one at some point. That's the only mindset you have to have if you're picking the Wolves. It's, hey, their defense is better. No, it's none of that. You don't have that at all. Whoever tells you that, they're lying to you. Okay? They're lying to you. I've been watching the Wolves. They're horrible to watch. It's like watching a junior high school basketball team. Division III. Like, they're bad. They're bad. But at some point, they have to get a win. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to have one of those games. Could be this one. I think the good sign, I think Ricky Rubio can play good defense on LaMelo Ball. There you go. I said that. I think he can try and play good defense against LaMelo Ball, and it all comes down to slowing down scary Terry Rozier. No one's stopping Hayward, so again, you're either taking the home dog or you're not playing with that one. Thunder, Mavs, we like Mavs -4. We're okay with that. Another home dog, we like the Blazers. You really can't go wrong in a coin flip game. I just think the value in the dollar, you take the money line, you roll with the Blazers here at home. I feel like Dame always steps up when it comes up to facing Steph Curry. He loves facing this Warriors team. It's his hometown team. I think he always seems to step up. I like the matchup base for every position for both sides, honestly. So I can see you taking the Warriors here. I mean, Steph and Curry, right? But, again, they're home. I like the Blazers, another home dog. We're taking it. And we're taking another underdog here against the Kings. We're taking the Lakers. No LeBron James, no Anthony Davis, no Marc Gasol. Game time decisions on Kuzma. Schroeder is expected to play. Even with all that said, I still think that the Lakers are a better bet than betting on the home Kings. So that's our show today, guys. Hope you found it resourceful. Just know the next time you guys hear me, it will be on Monday for this show and Today in Sports Betting. I'll be back on Monday, and we are going to be doing it live on YouTube. So if you are not subscribed to the HoopBall YouTube, the YouTube HoopBall channel, go there, youtube.com/HoopBall. Go subscribe, guys. It'll be great. We're going to do live Q&A. We can talk DFS. We can talk sports bet, what bets you guys have on your mind, why you're leaning that way. We can make it a full-on discussion. I might even be able to take some phone calls. It'll be an interesting way how we do this. I really want to make that Monday show very live and interactive. That's one of my favorite things to do, is just be interactive with fans. So we're expected to do that on Monday of next week, and that's when I'll be back on the show. So I'm excited for that. Be sure to follow the site at HoopBall Gaming on Twitter, myself, Vince Miracle, at VM Center. Subscribe to the site, guys. Wager Pass, $9.99 a month, 33 cents a day. Hoop-ball.com is the site. Sending you guys all of my good vibes for this winning Wednesday. See how I did that there? WW. And until next time, guys. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.